Harper Lee's neighbors have been wondering about her. Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, the 1960 novel that became a movie. She then went more than half a century without releasing another book.
Now a second Harper Lee novel is scheduled for publication. It's so hotly anticipated, it's number one on Amazon's new release list, even though it doesn't come out until July.
It's a book Harper Lee wrote even before To Kill a Mockingbird. And the question in her town is whether the 89-year-old author really intended to release it now. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from Monroeville, Alabama.
Business is brisk of late at the Old Curiosities and Bookshop, a block off Monroeville's town square. Jennifer Brinkley and her friend Lee Mikovic are pre-ordering Go Set a Watchman.
From here, because it comes with a certificate and it comes with a seal that it's from Monroeville, so we're big Harper Lee fans and To Kill a Mockingbird fans.
Both are writers from Bowling Green, Kentucky, here for the annual Alabama Writers Symposium. They've closely followed speculation about the book.
The controversy surrounding it, whether or not she's been exploited or whether or not she's competent and ready and willing to have her work published.
Bookshop owner Spencer Madri says the town is divided.
Some think that she didn't ever want to publish again. Others think it's a treasure that she's ready to put forth that has come out of hiding, I guess you'd say.
Lee thought her first manuscript was lost, but according to Harper Publishing, Lee's lawyer, Tanya Carter, found it last year. Some here question the timing after the death of Lee's sister Alice, her attorney and protector of the author's profound privacy. Either way, the news has been good for Madri. He's sold more than 5,000 copies of the new book, unprecedented for his tiny bookshop. Behind that success, he says, is Harper Lee.
The blood that runs through this town is Harper Lee. Her name is what sustains the town.
You can't come to Monroeville and miss the fact that this is Nell Harper Lee's hometown. There's the Mockingbird Inn and Radley's Fountain Grill. A mockingbird is on the city logo. As the textile and timber industries here waned, Monroeville billed itself as the literary capital of Alabama and the inspiration for Macomb, the fictional setting of Mockingbird. That's what drew Lee Mikovic and Jennifer Brinkley.
Walking around the Monroeville Square is like stepping back into time. It's like walking around the pages of To Kill a Mockingbird.
At the center of the town square is the old courthouse, built 1903. Its domed clock tower chimes on the hour. Inside, a museum.
We're now in the old courtroom.
Stephanie Rogers is director of the Monroe County Heritage Museum. She stands amid the wooden pews and points out the original jury chairs, balcony, and press tin roof.
We're very proud of this room and the mental image of what it stands for.
Every spring for 26 years, local residents have staged a play based on To Kill a Mockingbird here in this courthouse. Scout's father, Atticus Finch, defends an innocent black man to no avail.
Atticus Finch giving his charge to the jury in this room gives chill bumps. It's special.
Rogers says the museum draws about 30,000 people a year from around the world. That's more than triple Monroeville's population. The play sold out in 5 days this year with all the excitement about the new book. Act One starts at dusk on the courthouse lawn. Roger says birds chirp in the magnolia trees as Miss Maudie delivers the iconic opening line.
Scout, you hear that? You hear that mockingbird singing? And it's natural.
But bubbling beneath the bucolic setting is recent legal animosity. Harper Lee wanted to trademark To Kill a Mockingbird. The museum opposed. Lee later sued the museum for using her name and Mockingbird on merchandise without proper trademark compensation. Those disputes have since been settled, but this year there was a fight over the museum's rights to stage the play. Lee has founded a nonprofit to oversee the local production in the future.
Thank you, darling. Have a good day.
After lunch at the Courthouse Cafe, local accountant and museum board member Tim McKenzie says it's too bad relations with Lee have soured.
That trademark opposition I think it's probably the biggest thorn in the side. Some people got their feelings hurt, I guess, and it's just got to get over it.
If But cafe owner Janet Sawyer isn't convinced Lee's feelings are the problem.
I really don't think it's her.
Sawyer thinks lawyer Tanya Carter is behind the disputes.
In my opinion, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Sawyer questions whether Lee is even capable of making her own decisions.
She is not demented.
Historian Wayne Flint is a longtime friend of Nell Harper Lee.
She can give full informed consent for anything she does.
The state recently closed an elder abuse investigation involving Lee, who suffered a stroke in 2007 and now lives in an assisted living facility. Flint says she's not the recluse the world press has made her out to be. He says last month she sponsored a performance of King Lear at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival and made the trip to Montgomery to see it. Flint says Lee has long had a rocky relationship with her hometown. Back in 1960, he says, local schools banned To Kill a Mockingbird. Today, he's not surprised by the narrative that has emerged.
What Monroe can't do is to say, Nell is a crotchety, obsessively private old woman who can't hear and see, but she's really a saint, and she put us on the literary map. Therefore, there must be a culprit, and the culprit can't be Nell. So who can the culprit be? Well, the culprit has to be the lawyer.
The lawyer, Tanya Carter, has not responded to NPR's requests for an interview. Neither has Harper Lee, who has shunned the media for decades. Flint says Lee's feelings about the new release have been up and down, her initial excitement dimmed by the ensuing controversy. That's a shame, says Nancy Anderson, an English professor at Auburn University in Montgomery, who's been teaching To Kill a Mockingbird since it first came out.
Have all of them forgotten to take Atticus's advice of put on someone else's shoes and walk around in them for a few moments before they get all head up about whatever the controversy is?
The truth is, we may never really know why Harper Lee is publishing Go Set a Watchman unless she decides to break her silence. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.